Okay, and we are back for the final 55 or 6 minutes of the show. Give my voice a rest from reading the book for 2 hours. Judd Witham wants to come back on and stir the pot again. He said he told me to have some fire extinguishers. It was going to be a barn burner or something like that. Isn't that what you said, Judd?
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
It's going to be incendiary.
Incendiary bombs, huh?
Incendiary, yes, sir. We're going to light them up. Let's see. Where do we start? The golden triangle of the United States military, and particularly the Navy, you know, they were massively involved in the importation of huge amounts of heroin, opioids, painkillers after the Civil War, because so many Civil War veterans were experiencing excruciating pain from their wounds, that there was a huge opioid crisis after the Civil War, which developed a giant market for dope incorporated.
Right.
In the so-called United States and the Western provinces of Canada and the Western nations in South America were huge drug running routes for the United States government, the Navy. And in today's America, we have the same level of criminal conspiracies operating the Congress and the Senate and the Pentagon and the Department of Defense. Let's see. Lots of state government, state police make vast sums of money from the drug trade.
Did you see that report that came out last week about the, was it the Pentagon and the State Department ran the scam, the COVID scam?
Well, it's alarming. It's shocking to the senses to realize how absolutely brain dead the American people have become. They're just dumber than doorknobs. And when you tell them that after the Second World War, in the 1950s and the 1960s, the Department of Defense sprayed the whole country with cold virus.
Yeah,
they've done this before, treating the American people like guinea pigs. And when you look into what common cold is, and you begin to realize that it's a cousin to COVID-19, and it is in fact coronavirus, the United States government has done this several times in the past. This is nothing new.
Right.
But you tell people and they look at you like you're some kind of conspiracy theorist and you're off your medication.
Well, Judd, you keep calling them government. But as I mentioned, I don't do that anymore. I call them what they are, criminals.
The mafia. Yeah, the mafia. You're exactly correct. And this revelation that's come out of Louisiana from Judge Doughty's court and Judge McCluskey's court, what people have trouble understanding is the Poopmeister is the leading petitioner in that case. I'm the one that went to Judge Doughty and said, this is a Nazi Stasi they're running. This isn't just internet censorship. This isn't just mass surveillance where they decide who needs to get their plug pulled. This goes way past censorship, and it goes way past the spyware of the spy state, the mass surveillance police state that's America today. We're living in an open air prison. They have technologies that listen to this program and this phone call. They're listening to this. You can count on it.
Uh-huh.
It goes into a binary code from the nearest cell tower into the hard wire system. It goes, you know, into the cable, and then it goes to Michigan from where I am in the Batcave. I'm just down the road from the Batcave. I had a vanilla milkshake at the farm store.
I thought it goes to that NSA complex in Utah or whatever that is.
Oh, Bluffdale Center?
Yeah, Bluffdale.
It goes through Bluffdale, and it goes through all the state FBI fusion centers. The state police are listening. There's these computers that do artificial intelligence, mass surveillance. But that all aside, here comes that damn lawnmower. I'm going to have to move again. Maybe I'll turn around and go back the other way. Hopefully.
It's not too much of a bother. I can't.
It's a damn conspiracy. I know that lawnmower. The CIA sent that damn lawnmower. Keep going back the other way.
We're not picking it up. Right?
I guess what I'm trying to say here is that the university system, the state educational departments, the United States Department of Education, the military, the corporate news media, lots of the churches. Oh, the churches are horrible for this. And of course, I got a diesel truck. Everybody's been sent this way by the CIA to interrupt this broadcast. We're living in this dystopian state of brainwashing. Everything you do is, you know, if you speak the truth, hell, they want to kill you.
Yep. Yeah, they do.
I've gone to church my whole life, and I am, in fact, an ordained Baptist minister. That's hard to believe, isn't it?
No, not really.
I've been an ordained Baptist minister almost 40 years. 40 years. That's quite a while, four decades.
Uh-huh.
And I'm considered a heretic
because
I tell the truth.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you try to tell people about that synagogue of Satan.
All of the...
You know, the people who claim to be Jews, but they're not Jews.
Yeah.
The churches are full of them.
All of the truth tellers of the past were called heretics and branded as treasonous.
You know, they burnt Joan of Arc at the stake.
Yep.
They nailed Jesus to a cross.
Uh-huh.
They cut John the Baptist's head off.
Yeah, they did.
They shut him up. They wanted him silenced. They wanted them censored. Now, today, the miracle is, and this is for Annie, by the way, Stephen and I are broadcasting on this planet in the middle of an intergalactic cosmos that is so vast, I can't even begin to describe how big the intergalactic cosmos is, you know, because the intergalactic federation of, you know, the Enterprise, USS Enterprise, the Star Trek, they didn't, you know, have but just a couple of semesters on the enormity of the cosmos, you know, with the warp drives and the beam me up, Scotty. We're living in a huge, unbelievable miracle, the whole thing.
Yep.
Is a giant miracle. And when you begin to tell people about the Bible and how we wouldn't have the Bible without Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right?
Right.
So essentially you had L. Ron Hubbard and Joe Smith and Brigham Young, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they decided they were Jews about 2,500 years ago.
Yeah.
Which is a blink of the eye. I mean, this intergalactic cosmos has been around a lot longer than 2,500 years. And this idea that the creation 6,000 years old is, you know, just a bunch of hogwash. People will swear up and down, oh, yeah, God created all of this 6,000 years ago. And the answer is nonsense. So it tells you that a lot of the churches are just whistling Dixie. And I'm not trying to, you know, offend anybody. I'm just trying to get to the truth here.
Well, there was a time in most of the clergy's historical existence that they did share the truth with their people. But, you know, the governments got wise to that and cut that off.
There has been an extreme undertaking. And, of course, the CIA sent those cars through the parking lot. You want to go away, go away, go away. We're making too much noise in the gravel. I came over to this isolated corner of the parking lot so I could talk on the show here, but let's get back to what we're talking about here, this Stardate, the USS Enterprise. We have a government right now that is in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. They've waged war against the Bill of Rights. They've waged war against the First Amendment. Did I lose you? You there?
Yeah. No, I'm here.
Yeah, they're appealing. They're appealing the Doughty memorandum on the preliminary injunction. The Department of Defense, Cyber Intelligence Security Agency, NSA, FBI, the White House, they want to just keep right on mass surveilling and censoring whoever they feel needs to be censored. There's no judge. There's no jury. There's no due process. There's nothing except their decree that the Poopmeister, Judson Witham's crazy and he needs to be censored.
Yep.
It took me years, Steve, to finally be getting some feedback from the people of England about all the sewage all over that country.
Uh-huh.
And they realized that the military white papers, the military data that I shared with the English people here in the last couple of years, sewage is a bioweapon. It's a weapon of viral warfare. Sewage. And England's swimming in it. Literally. Because the House of Windsor, the Norman kings, King Charlie, and his buddies there, the Rothschilds, they own the healthcare system and the health insurance companies and the hospitals, and they own the crematoriums, and they own the graveyards, and they own all the funeral parlors. They're making filthy, they're getting filthy rich off of people getting sick and dying. So they flood England with sewage. Same thing with Canada. Uh-huh. Same thing with the United States.
Yep.
They're literally waging biological war against the people of the United States, and I'm going to prove it to you. Absolutely prove it. Look up Operation 112, and look up the Operation Shad, SHAD, where the Department of Defense sprayed common cold virus all over the country. In the same period of time when they were doing all those atomic bomb tests on the guinea pigs called the American people. They had radiological experiments on the whole country. They used the American people for guinea pigs.
Yeah. This is exposure through Project 112 or Project Shad.
Well, they were two different programs, actually. Shad and 112 were two different programs. And then there's been other experimentation on the American people, like when you tell them about fluoride.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a neurotoxin. And the government's been fluoridating people for how long?
Probably over 100 years.
You ever heard of a drug? They use a lot of it these days. It's called Paxil.
Yeah.
Paxil's loaded with fluoride.
Yep.
It's a neurotoxin. It kills the
pineal gland.
Well, that, and the cognitive centers of the brain are basically located behind the forehead.
Uh-huh.
And all your critical thinking and all your problem solving, you know, mathematics and understanding the English language, which is a very complicated language. It's not easy to master. All your cognitive abilities in the brain is in a lump of brain matter about the size of maybe a large walnut.
Right.
You know, it's not a very large part of the brain that's used for critical thinking. Except for me, you know, I've got a huge brain. I get to go on radio and shoot my mouth off. But I got you laughing, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to be entertaining so people will pay attention to the cabal. Because if you lose their attention, they'll just drift off. Well, they'll drift off into an NFL. What do you call it? Coma.
Yeah.
They'll start thinking about Bud Light.
I just seen the Project 12 Wikipedia's site that says the project started under John F. Kennedy's administration and was authorized by Secretary of State Robert McNamara as part of a total review of the U.S. military.
I'm going to move here because that lawnmower is back.
I can't even hear it, Judd.
You can't hear the lawnmower? I'm going to move the other side of the deck.
Nope.
I'm going to move over here a little bit, get away from the lawnmower or something. Now, the important reason for coming on the show today, the very, very important reason for being on the show, is that the Department of Justice and about 24 of their crooked slob bar member lawyers are appealing the preliminary injunction in the case of Louisiana, where they're censoring everybody and spying on everybody and, you know, canceling your YouTube accounts and putting you in Facebook jail and all the nonsense that they do with shadow banning you. And Facebook's got a real famous little tactic where you post something and it'll show you can see it, but nobody else can. You can see the post.
Yeah, yeah.
But nobody else can see it. And then, of course, that's how they control and put you lower in the feed, as they call it, where you're being punished for saying something Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like.
Restricted,
They restrict your exposure to the main, I guess they call it the feed, right, where the cattle go and eat. The trough, where people get to see this stuff on Facebook. We've got a scenario at work here in the country where they're using the social media platforms, a brainwashing tool, and a surveillance. It's a big surveillance operation. I mean, every police force in the country, if they're, you know, interested in a certain personality, they'll see what they can find out about them and their contacts on their Facebook page.
Well, they don't even have to try to find out. They have a program, an algorithm that gives them our threat assessment.
So,
did you know you have a threat assessment?
I'm on a terrorist watch list. I'm a domestic terrorist, according to the Justice Department.
Right.
No. Yeah, well, I spent a lot of years closing down crooked banks and savings and loans and mortgage companies and lots of real estate fraud. I mean, on a grand scale, they hate my guts. They literally see me as some kind of a terrorist because I went after their campaign contributors.
Yeah.
Well, hey, did you see the news here the last few days on how the Supreme Court justices schmooze it up at universities with all the donors? Yeah, they get, like, you know, yacht trips, and they get airline tickets to go play golf in Scotland, and they get to go to big luncheons here, and they get a deal on the brand new car over there, and then their kids get to go to the finest universities because they get the wink and the nod and the secret handshake under the table.
Yeah,
every single one of the members on the Supreme Court.
I thought they just struck down affirmative action, though, didn't they?
They do things to make you think that they're actually doing their jobs. But what they don't accentuate to the public is less than 1% of cases that are filed in the Supreme Court of the United States get heard. The other 99% just get thrown in the trash basket. Can you imagine the money people pay to have a law firm take their case to the Supreme Court? To have 99% of them thrown in a wastebasket? While these slobs are out at luncheons and traveling around going fishing in Alaska. It seems as though these Supreme Court justices got a lot of extra time on their hands. Now, why aren't they hearing cases? What are they doing, golfing and fishing and taking bribes? Yeah, I mean, what the hell's going on? What is going on? And it's not just Thurgood Marshall. What's that black guy's name again?
Judge.
I'm sorry.
Clarence Thomas.
Clarence Thomas. Yeah, it's not just Justice Thomas. Thurgood
Marshall, man, you're going back to the 60s.
He used to come up to Lake George and vacation at the Sagamore.
Marshall
big,
did?
Posh, all the super duper wealthy that would go to the Sagamore and Bolton Landing,
yeah,
and sit out and look at this beautiful alpine lake by this beautiful Olympic size. Hell, it was two Olympic pools. You can look at it on the internet. It's a real swanky white colonial super duper wealthy resort. And, you know, all the Supreme Court justices used to come up there and, you know, they're constantly off on some golf junket. They're not in their office at the Supreme Court building doing nothing. They're goofing off.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, you know, you're not going to have the Bar Association and all these crooked law firms and these crooked billionaires that pay them off. You're not going to have the government of the United States doing a critical investigation on how corrupt the Supreme Court of the United States is. It's a joke. It's nothing but a mafia.
Well, the entire system is a joke.
I can't argue with you, Steve. It's a reality. It's a fact. But this Supreme Court nonsense is nothing more than gangland. You know, it's organized crime. It's organized crime.
That it is.
And when we catch them, I mean, we... the state of Louisiana Attorney General's office, under direction of the governor of the state of Louisiana, the state of Missouri, their attorney general, under the direction of their governor, filed a legal action against the White House and the CIA and the, you know, Cyber Intelligence Security Agency and the NSA and Homeland Security and, you know, a handful of other law enforcement agencies of the United States government incorporated for censoring the internet and threatening the big tech companies that if they didn't play along, you know, they might lose their protected status and their tax exemptions and their government grants and financing. Facebook was massively, massively financed by the CIA.
Yes, it was.
That they might lose all that preferential, you know, what do you call it, payola. They'd lose all that payola if they didn't play along.
Yeah.
So along comes the Poopmeister.
Look how many FBI agents Twitter had.
it's not just Twitter. I mean, it's Alphabet, it's Google, it's Yahoo,
yeah,
Facebook, and a bunch of the other ones. There's a whole bunch of other ones that are involved in all this censoring too. So of course, along comes Judson Whittem and says, no. You got to figure out who gets censored, so you got to mass surveil everybody. You got to monitor and all this and follow who's saying what to determine who gets their plug pulled. It's not just a random censoring. No, they got legions of people at Bluffdale Center sitting around there, you know, drinking lattes and lemonade, cruising the net for, I don't know, what do they pay them people? About $60,000 a year?
Oh, probably at least.
Sitting around on their fat butts and cruising it.
Probably at least 80 or 90.
That's, and then up, you got the Mossad. They got the Mossad doing it. The Israeli military,
yeah,
is doing it.
That's up there in the...
Nobody wants to realize that Israel's nothing more than a cult. It's a cult. It's a cult of people called Jews. The Jews, I call them the Jews and the Catholics from outer space. Well, I mean, you know, Jew is not an ethnicity. Jew is not a race. It's a religious practice like the LDS Church and the Catholics.
Yep.
Or the Catholics. It's actually pronounced Catholicism. It's Catholics. It's the Pope. The Pope, you know, the Pope Meister there. It's a religious belief system. This isn't racial. And the thing that makes me just lose, I mean, it makes me want to pull all my hair out, and it makes my head want to explode. You get these freaking clowns from the Southern Poverty Law Center. You know, I guess his name is Martin Dees. And he carries on about anti-Semitism. How many times have you heard about anti-Semitism?
Oh, that's their catchphrase when they want to shut somebody down.
Well, describe for me with, you know, be specific. What is a Semite?
What is a Semite?
Includes Arabic people. It includes Arabic people.
Yeah.
The Egyptians are Semites. The Libyans are Semites. What is going on with my phone? My phone's going. You hear that? You there?
Yeah, I'm here. No, it's...
Yeah, my phone's doing all kind of bizarre crap all on its own here.
Nothing going on my end, though.
Well, let me get rid of all that nonsense. I ain't never had that happen. Which just kind of, you know, they're letting me know they're listening, I guess. But, you know, they get all freaked out about it when you confront the Jews of outer space. All they are is, like, Mormons. And, oh, God, the Mormons flip out when you confront them, too.
Yeah.
And then confront the Catholic Church. Oh, God, you talk about a heretic.
Yeah. I know it.
I told you I've been a Baptist minister ordained. I was ordained by a submarine officer, Navy submarine officer, yes. He was a graduate of Tulane University in Louisiana. Imagine that. He was a doctor. Yep. Chief Petty Officer on a diesel class, I guess they were called a Seawolf class, diesel sub in the Second World War.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he handled all the torpedo. He was fire control officer. He handled all the ordnance on a, you know, Navy submarine. Several of them, apparently. And then he was intel. He served on a float plane tender where they ship seaplanes in the ocean with a crane. A seaplane tender that they held his ship, found the Bismarck and sunk it. They sunk the Bismarck. The guy that ordained me. Now, Baptists are like Jews and like Mormons. It's kind of a religious cult. Oh boy, the Baptists get mad. The Calvary Assembly of God. Oh God, the Assemblies of God freak out when I start talking.
Well,
we've gotten so far away,
you know,
from the truth.
There was a time where the clergy would lead the charge towards somebody's political office and drag them out and tar and feather them.
Well, help me out here now. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what the truth is. You know, they talk in the end times about all these, you know, false churches and how even the most elect, the most select will get deceived. It's in Revelations. It's all about the, you know, mark of the beast and how the Jews that aren't Jews and the synagogue of Satan and all this stuff. And they tell everybody that there's just vast numbers of so-called Christians that, you know, they go to hell because they've been deceived. Now, why are there so many deceptive churches and fake churches in the world, Steve? I mean, what's that all about?
Well, it's all about controlling the narrative.
So they're engaged in propaganda and menticide and indoctrination and brainwashing, providing disinformation and misinformation to their parishioners. Sort of like Joe Biden and Bill Clinton and, you know, George Bush and Barack Obama and Donald Trump.
Uh-huh.
They're all... I don't want to say anything that Annie get mad about, but, you know, the BS artists. The BS artists from the government. The Joint Chiefs of Staff, the head of the Marine Corps. Now, that gets them mad when I call the head of the Marine Corps full of BS.
Uh-huh.
They're going to deploy cluster bombs in Ukraine. Cluster bombs. Now, Joe Biden not a year ago said that, you know, if Russia deploys cluster bombs, it'll be, you know, World War III.
Yeah.
So now that Joe Biden wants to use cluster bombs, you know what else he told the public? He told the whole world. He said, we're running out of ammunition, so we got to use cluster bombs.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, there's been at least two or three of the puppets of this country that have said, I lost my thought. Go ahead.
Do you hear what Joe Biden, the commander-in-chief, told the world?
Oh,
he said, we're running out of ammunition.
Yep.
What does that tell China or Russia or Iran or North Korea or any of all the other Islamic countries that want to attack us? We're running out of ammunition.
What a
moron.
They already know that people are leaving the military in droves because of this idiot.
The thing that just absolutely makes my head want to blow up is how many children have these people murdered?
Yeah. Do you know that
with the COVID, just with the COVID-19 and these gene altering clot shots.
Uh-huh. You know, the military is now accepting
dead.
The military is now accepting seniors.
Yeah, I saw that. I was thinking about joining up.
because the young people don't want to join.
Well, I have a suggestion, and this is, you know, this is attributable to the majesty of the Cabal program. You know, this is where the Cabal leaves all the other broadcasters in the dust. Now, I'd propose a cage match between Putin and Zelensky. And then we can have, Z, and Joe Biden can fight Z in the adjoining cage. And we'll broadcast this sucker from Las Vegas. We'll have a cage match between Biden.
Going to be pay-per-view with...
Maybe we'll have to get Chlamydia Harris, maybe. Maybe we'll let Chlamydia Harris fight Z in the cage.
Is Joe Rogan going to...
They're going to do Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg.
Rogan going to be there?
I'd be betting on Rogan. He looks like a tough bird, man. I don't think I'd want to get into Rogan, no.
He is. He fought for a long time.
When I was younger, I might have done it, but... Here, this will make you laugh, Steve. You ready for this? I was driving down the road here a couple days ago, and I was thinking about my birthday, and I said, God, I'm older than I realized. I'm older than I thought. I missed a couple of birthdays in there.
Yeah.
I'm 2 years older than I thought I was. I'm getting near 70, dude.
Yeah.
70, yeah. So when I told you I'm coming on the show today and have fire extinguishers ready, I'm getting to the point in my life where I don't give a flying hooey what people think about the way I perceive things. I'm going to just lay it out. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to break it down for everybody, as they say in the hood, and I'm going to break it down. We got a bunch of clowns that have taken over the United States government, a bunch of communists. They're communists. I mean, geez, everybody, wake up. Net zero? Are you kidding me? Net zero? Are these people out of their minds? Net zero. You know what net zero is supposed to cost?
What's that?
Trillions.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got to give all that grant money to those college graduates that don't want to, you know, get a real job, and all they want to do is be an environmentalist, you know, one of those super duper Nazi greenies. And there's something that people need to wake up to. Did you know that the Third Reich was huge, huge, huge into environmentalism?
Yeah.
Yeah, forest is bulk. That's their, look it up, Ned, forest. Wilderness is bulk, B-O-L-K.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Adolf Hitler was a big time environmentalist.
Yes, he was.
Communal forests, you know, commune-itty. Everybody lives in a commune-itty in America. They, you know, if it's not good for the commune-itty, you know, the HOA is going to get their lawyers to sue you into bankruptcy because you won't be a good member of the commune-itty. The commune, you know, it takes a village. Come on. You know Clinton.
Yeah.
They're communists, man.
You know, they are.
Fine wine and the fine bourbon and the fine cigars.
They don't like to be called it either. Everything.
Well, they get the best of everything, and we're going to get bugs, we're going to own nothing, and we're going to be miserable. And word has it that Klaus Schwab wants us all to wear a particular uniform coming up here in a couple of years.
Probably so.
They're going to dress us all in gray and shave our heads, and I guess we're going to, you know, chant Om like we're in some kind of
a community.
Don't you want to look like that Harari guy, that little poop?
Who?
You say poop. I'm sorry. Yeah, he's a poop packer. Harari there. Klaus Schwab's little gay friend.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't want to talk about the rainbow or anything because, you know, Annie knows what the rainbow really is. That's God's covenant with man. That's not some, you know, what do they call that there? Pride. It's not a pride parade flag. It's God's covenant with man. And I don't know who to be proud to be doing that kind of vulgarity anyways. I mean, what's gay about it?
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Yeah, it's animalistic. And I mean, I got a dog that humps my leg, but that doesn't make him gay. It just makes him something wrong with him. I'm sorry. I'll back off. That's going too far. you know.
No, you're okay. It's okay.
Well, my dog's not here to defend himself, you know, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to insult the spectrum, you know. How many genders have the veterinaries come up with? 65 genders? LBGQRSTYWZ.
Well, now that's not veterinarianism. That's
The veterinarians have got 65 genders. Yeah, the veterinarians. You didn't see that? Well, the veterinarians are honoring the gay flag in the spectrum at the veterinary hospital.
No, I hadn't seen that one.
Well, why is it that the dogs can't be part of the spectrum, Steve? Come on, please. I'm laughing. I told you I was crazy. You didn't believe me.
No, I've known that for a while.
So, you know, but yeah, I send Judge Doughty and Judge McCluskey, I've been sending them regular motions, and I was so satisfied when he said, no, I'm not going to stay the injunction. You know who told Judge Doughty not to stay the injunction?
Who's that?
That would be Judson Witham.
Oh.
Judson Witham told Judge Doughty that all them lawyers trying to get a stay on this injunction, they all need to be arrested and disbarred, sent to prison. They are literally at war with the First Amendment. And you know how their position on the Second Amendment. They want to shut you up. They want your guns. They want you to have no privacy.
Well,
they want to invade your house with no warrants.
They want all the amendments.
They want to some cockamamie, you know, false criminal charges and railroad you into a prison cell in violation of the 9th, the 10th.
They want all of the amendments.
Yeah, they hate the Constitution. Joe Biden, if you're listening, Joe, you're a communist, Biden, and I'd be embarrassed to come outside. I'd be embarrassed to show my face in public, Joe Biden. You're a despicable communist. Same with Clinton. The Clintons are the same way. The Bushes, oh, God, the Bushes are horrible. And you know why you don't see Barack Obama hardly anymore, right?
No. Why is that?
He just showed his face in public.
Yeah.
He's embarrassed. Yeah, he's embarrassed. He's Barack Obama. I'd be embarrassed, too. And we all know that Michelle, you know, I don't know. I ain't never seen no pictures of Michelle like I saw pictures of Melania Trump. Now, we all know Melania Trump is pretty much a woman, right, because of her naked pictures.
Well, that's what they say anyways, yeah.
But you ain't never seen no naked pictures of Michelle or Michael or whatever his name is.
Michael Robinson, no.
I knew something was weird when they painted the White House up and all them rainbow-colored lights. Well, it's disgusting. I got real angry about that because that was a display to every 2, 3, 4-year-old kid in the nation around the world. They're completely disrespecting parental, you know, consent. And completely disrespecting any sort of morality or decency, and they turned the nation into this gay pride parade for the demons. They're demons and they're satanic.
Mm-hmm.
That
they
care
are.
If anybody appreciates what I got to say. No. Thank God I had my mother and father. You know, thank God that my dad wasn't gay and my mother wasn't gay, and then, you know, I wouldn't be broadcasting on the cabal, right?
Right.
And everybody knows that I got this mind like one in a billion. Like yours. You're a smart fella too, Steve.
Yeah. Well, sometimes.
I keep calling you Mr. Rogers, but, you know, I don't want to get Annie mad.
Yeah.
Don't you have one of those cardigan sweaters? Come on,
cardigan? No, going? No, I don't. Not at all.
You wouldn't want to be my neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. But in all seriousness, this censoring by the government of the internet is like China. It's like, you know, what would happen, I guess, in Iran. Or what would happen, I guess, I assume, in North Korea.
North Korea, yeah.
Now, this is like just a completely un-American, totally un-American. That's what I told Judge Doughty, that these lawyers from the Justice Department that are appealing the ruling, totally un-American.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they ought to load them all up in a boat and send them to Guantanamo Bay for some waterboarding and some, what do they call that, environmental manipulation, where they put them in a freezer.
Oh.
And I think the Justice Department attorneys that are warring against this injunction that Judge Doughty and Judge McCluskey has issued, I think they should be tortured. Yep. And maybe even tarred and feathered and, you know, what they call it when they excommunicate people and tell them to skedaddle?
I think
firing squad, because they might send U.S. Marshals after me if I said subject them to a firing squad.
Well, I think you just
I'd run them out of town on a rail.
I think you just explained it well. Excommunicated them.
You have proven facts at this point, and Robert Kennedy Jr. is witness to this, and all of Robert Kennedy Jr.'s attorneys, and all the other physicians and scientists and lawyers. There's a bunch of other lawyers, and there's even other judges that are paying attention to this case. Every single one of the witnesses to this matter realized that millions of people have been censored millions of times. Now, if you do a little math and you take the millions of people who weren't able to communicate with millions of people that could have benefited from the brilliance, for instance, of Judson Brown Witham, yours truly.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've got some pretty cool stuff to say. And I've got some really cool stuff and research that I've published. And I've exposed some corruption and like all that sewage stuff. They canceled my entire Facebook presence over me exposing to the world that sewage is a bioweapon. And that's according to the Department of Defense.
Uh-huh.
That's according to the United States Army. I got you know, data straight from the U.S. Army War College, from the War College, that sewage is a bioweapon. It's been used throughout history to kill the enemy.
Yes, it has.
Look what's going on in England right now. And I'm starting to get feedback from England, by the way. So there's a lot of the British people are waking up going, this guy's right. I'm getting feedback from all over the United States by people saying, he's correct.
Mm-hmm.
He's right. And then, of course, when you look at the way the military sprayed the nation with Project 112 and Shad, they've done this coronavirus stuff before. What Anthony Fauci and Peter Daszak and Environmental Health Alliance or whatever that company, this has been going on for years. They developed this bioweapon at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. They developed what's killed 10 million people so far worldwide. 10 million was developed in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, at the State
Hospital.
College.
Hospitals have killed 10 million people worldwide. It's the
it's the clot shots. It's the remdesivir. It's the ventilating of the sticking tubes into people's lungs.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call incubating? They've been incubating people.
Yeah, but no, I think it's just a red herring, though. The real thing is the 5G. Everything
there,
that
there
this
is that too. I'm not going to argue the 5G with you. I can't agree with you more. I believe that there is an Agenda 2050 death. This is a death policy of the government. It's population control. They want to get rid of the useless eaters, as Henry Kissinger would say.
Yeah, they do.
Now, I don't know about you, but, you know, I've got friends with children. And, I have friends with grandparents. I had grandparents. And these stinking Agenda 2050 net zero screwballs that think it's okay to murder my friends and their children. I think that's why the Louisville slugger was invented.
Right.
And the shotgun.
Uh-huh.
These people are animals, dude. They're wolves in sheep's clothing. Right behind those freaking eyebrows, right behind their forehead, what's inside that head is an animal. These people are animals. They're not human beings. They're beasts.
Annie says, better up.
God bless you, Annie. I love you, Annie. You know I love you, Annie. She actually said that.
Yeah. She said, better up.
You're a troublemaker, Annie. Yes, you are. You know, well, Jesus was a troublemaker, according to the Caesar.
You know, yes, he was.
They had to shut him up, didn't they?
Yeah. Yes, they did.
You ever hear that old saying, na 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 na, you didn't get me?
Right.
You know where that got started?
No.
The minute the stone rolled away.
Ah, yeah.
Jesus came out from, you know, that tomb. He said, na 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 na, you missed.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
So that's what Baptists do. We
na 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 boo boo.
Yeah, there you go. So, you know, Shake and Wake Radio, cancel the cabal. You are literally the cutting edge of freedom of speech, Steve. You're the reason that liberty exists, because if people don't learn how to band together and say enough's enough, we're not taking our medicine today. You know the kind of medicine that Joe Biden is pushing? He's like a drug pusher.
Prozac.
He's like the evil pusher, the pusher man.
Yeah.
God damn, pardon me. God damn the pusher man. Remember that song?
I never heard of that song.
Yeah, that's an old song from the 60s. Damn the pusher man. I think it was by Steppenwolf.
Oh.
But don't hold me to that. Yeah, I'm getting old and my mind's going. Ladies and gentlemen, the censorship case that's in Monroe Federal Court, Monroe Division, Louisiana, and in Shreveport, Louisiana, and in Lafayette, Louisiana. There's actually three different federal courts involved. I hope that the people in the United States and around the world realize that we're at war here with the United States government. They're wanting to continue their dystopian mass surveillance police state. And Judge Doughty, God bless Judge Doughty, he says you can't do that because Judson Witham, the hillbilly, is right. He knows his First Amendment law. The hillbilly,
yeah.
Judson Witham, the guy, yeah, the poopmeister nailed it. I did, Steve. I mean, I'm not lying here.
I know it.
It goes way, way, way past censorship. The censorship is like a tenth. It's a fraction of the case. It's literally a modern-day version of a Nazi Stasi. Secret police state.
Uh-huh.
And the place is crawling with them. They're every freaking where. When I start talking about the endless cosmos, you know, and how we're in the middle of vast intergalactic wilderness. It's beyond description. I can't even start telling anybody how big it is. And we got these turds. I'm sorry, that's what they are. They're turds trying to control us all like puppets and marionettes, like we're on strings, and tell us every last thing we're going to eat and every last thing that we're going to inject into our children and every last thing that we're going to educate our children with. And then of all, God, they're going to give us this central bank digital hocus pocus abracadabra money. It's worthless. All it is cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You got a computer in front of you, Steve.
Do I have what?
You got a computer keyboard in front of you.
Uh-huh.
Type $1 trillion into your computer and you'll see what, you know, what it takes to create $1 trillion. It's just a few keystrokes. But then they're going to work it. They're going to sweat it. Out of the working class, they're going to rack up vast amounts of debt on what they want to spend the keystrokes on, and then they're going to, you know, get it out of the blood, sweat, and tear of the serfs. It's nothing more than technological slavery.
All right. Yep. It certainly isn't.
Now, I don't want to say it's time for a revolution, but I say it's getting close. Oh, did I lose you there?
Nope, I'm here.
I don't want to call for American Revolution 2.0.
Well, you can't call for
it. It's getting real close.
They'll lock you up if you call for it.
They came to, the British came to Lexington and Concord to seize the armories. They came for their guns. And uh-huh. You saw what happened.
Uh-huh.
The colonists said something real nasty and started shooting, right?
Well, they said, come and take them.
Moulin Labbé?
Yep.
We're getting real close to a second American Revolution. And we really can't have that. There's too many children amongst us. And too many people that would be horribly killed. We can't have that. We can't allow that. So what we do instead is we let cancel the cabal and shake and wake radio, and we let the poopmeister off the chain. Like a Rottweiler. You know, you're not going to go in the yard if a Rottweiler's on you. You're going to go the opposite direction.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way I see the cabal. I see it as a big shepherd-type, you know, Rottie. Maybe even something like a bulldog or, you know, a pit bull, you know.
Uh-huh.
And this is how we keep these Nazi, socialist, communist freakazoids under control. And Joe Biden, if you don't like what I got to say, pal, get out of my country. Pack your freaking bags and take Donald Trump with you.
Mm-hmm.
Trump out of here. God, I can't stand Donald Trump. Oh, man, that guy freaks me out. Is Annie laughing?
What's that?
Is Annie laughing when I just described what do they call that guy? I think they call him a Cheeto or something like that, the big orange fat blob.
Orange man bad.
Well, I noticed one thing. Where'd Melania go?
Yeah.
She packed her bags and she took that kid, and I don't know where she went. She's hiding somewhere. I think she's mad at him, too, over that woman he raped in the dressing room there with his... He grabbed her by the whatever, yada, 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 right?
Uh-huh.
What kind of a insane fool would go around boasting about how, you know, he gets away with it? He didn't get away with it. Apparently, Jean Carroll, what'd they give her, $5
million? I don't know.
Then he defamed her after the judgment came down. He called her a liar and said he didn't even know the woman after the judge awarded her $5 million. Mm-hmm. And now she's suing for another $5 million for defamation.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if Donald Trump had done that to like one of my daughters or, you know, one of my sisters or my mom, the Secret Service couldn't protect him. I'd break his neck. Uh-oh. Did they cut me on that one?
Nope, you're still on.
Okay, so yeah, I mean we got a lot of work to do here, folks. Now, I rarely do this, and I hope it doesn't get me into any trouble. And I don't believe in every last thing that Tulsi Gabbard says. I don't believe every last thing Robert Kennedy Jr. says. I really don't. I don't have a blanket endorsement for either one of them. And there's some other people that are very worthy, like Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney.
Uh-huh.
I love Jesse Ventura. Jesse Ventura is my kind of people. I love Jesse Ventura. There's other people that are very, very capable of being the commander-in-chief, the president of the government. I mean, there's other people. Even you, Steve, you'd make a good president. I'm sure Annie would make a good president. There's 325, 330 million Americans?
I think it's probably closer to...
Come up with Joe Biden and Donald Trump?
340, 350, yeah.
You know how that's all they talk about is Trump this, Trump that, Trump the other thing, Trump, 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 Trump. I'm so sick and tired of hearing that name. They're not talking about Trump, they're talking about poops his pants.
Yeah.
You know, the guy that, you know, trips and falls everywhere and shakes hands with people that aren't even there.
Uh-huh.
And the thing that people need to really start paying attention to, the reports coming out of the White House that when he gets upset with his staff in the White House, he just goes into these vulgar swearing tirades.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Now, you know what that reveals to me about Joe Biden? Well, he's full of demons. Yeah, he's full of demons.
Yep.
The guy's full of, the creatures from Satan's hell.
Yep.
That's why he comes up with this idea about we're running out of ammunition, so we need to put cluster bombs into Ukraine.
Uh-huh. Well, we're all done here, Judd. You only got about a minute or so.
We'll talk next time, and would you do me a favor and tell Annie something for me?
What's that?
Shake and Wake Radio rocks. Really does. Thank you very much for all your time and effort.
Well, I think you just did that.
Bye.
All right. Good day. Yeah, thanks for sticking around, everyone. I guess me and Roger will be on tomorrow. So until next time.